I don't know what the wind chill is out in Goodyear, Arizona. Tim Alcorn is out there this morning. Good morning, Tim. Day number three. How are things going for you?
Things are going very well, Bruce, and certainly it is flying by. It's hard to believe that we are in day three of Wahoo Week already. Great big thank you to University Hospitals Elyria Medical Center for being the primary sponsor of our Wahoo Week coverage, and really all of the sponsors who have gotten on board this week for Wahoo Week in Goodyear, Arizona. And let's get right to our first interview this morning as far as live interviews. I'm not sure Mark Shapiro can follow Nick Swisher. I don't know if you've ever heard that before.
I do not want to follow Nick Swisher.
Well, we just ran our tape of Nick that I did yesterday. You talk about a high-octane, high-energy guy, and he said it was on his first cup of coffee of the day.
Well, I'm on my third, but I'm live, not taped. So that's my justification.
It was interesting, Mark, because he used a term during the interview that I had never heard before, and Curtis sitting across from us had never heard. But he talked about the young Thundercats on this Indians baseball team that went through the grind last year and went through that month of September and the one-game playoff, and how important it was for those young Thundercats. Now, I don't know if you'll refer to them as Thundercats, but seriously, how important?
I probably will not use the word Thundercat very often in my vocabulary. My son may use the word Thundercat.
But how important was it for the young nucleus of this team to go through what they went through last year?
I think last year was just an example of leadership playing out and making an impact on our team. So whether it was guys like Terry Francona and Jason Giambi, who just brought so much selfless wisdom to this group of their past experiences and had so much to give and so much to offer, or whether it was guys like Borney and Swisher, who have been through so many things in their career, and then guys like a Jason Kipnis and kind of Carlos Santana right in the middle in the prime of their career, kind of understanding and taking that. And then you had all the young guys like Jan Gomes and Corey Kluber, you know, who, and Danny Salazar, maybe we call them the Thundercats, coming in. So you had a broad cross-section of guys, and when they go through the rigors of a pennant stretch, you know, a race for a playoff spot, and then they actually play a postseason game, so much can be learned from that, and so much lasting impact and so much benefit to a group of guys. But to me, what I take away is just the power of leadership and how it can impact beyond the analytical or the objective stats and the impact it can make. And I think we saw that, close and in person last year, really with what Terry brought to our organization.
Mark, for you from the administrative level, how rewarding was last year just to formulate a plan and then see it come together and then really see a ball club come to the level that you had hoped they would?
Well, to me, the reward in playing in those games, and I've had a great fortune over 23 years to watch quite a few of them, is to look out in the stands, you know, prior to those games. You know, you look and you see the memories being created. You see the you know, now it's the parents who were there in the mid-90s bringing their kids there and kind of saying, this is what it felt like, and this is what the moment's all about, and this is what, you know, I've talked to you about. And so I'm thinking, this is what we work for. This is what we work for.
Again, we're talking with Indians President Mark Shapiro as he joins us during our Wahoo Week coverage here in Goodyear, Arizona. So you put last year behind you, per se. You build off it, but you put it behind you. Take our listeners through now what this team did during the offseason to kind of raise that bar here in 2014.
Well, again, I think a lot of our heavy lifting for this offseason happened when we signed, you know, Borney and Swisher last offseason. We recognized what a challenging market it was going to be with some of the new revenue sources coming in. We did sign David Murphy, which has kind of flown under the radar, which I think is going to really help both our outfield defense and complement our lineup in a big way. Got Josh Altman, who I think is going to, you know, really help solidify a back end of a bullpen with a lot of strikeout, a lot of swing and miss, and a lot of guys who give us alternatives to pitch late in games, multiple guys who give us alternatives to pitch late in games. But the key to this club, Tim, is really going to be the starting pitching, because, you know, we're going to miss the two guys we lost. We know that. That's a reality of doing business the way we have to do business. It's going to take, you know, Corey Kluber over a whole year, Danny Salazar over a whole year, those guys stepping up, Zach McAllister being healthy and pitching like he's capable of being pitching. So it's going to be a little bit of a challenge. And then some guys, there'll be some surprises. You know, what we've seen from camp early on, you know, one of my, you know, dark horses to surprise some people could be Carlos Carrasco. So
that's interesting. Again, we're talking with Mark Shapiro. Craig, Bruce, back in the studio. Any question you want to fire away here at the president of the Indians?
Well, when you're rebuilding a team, you go out and get kind of big building blocks and you kind of assemble what you need. Once you get that in place, how difficult is it, or what kind of a challenge is it to do that fine-tuning where you're not going to upset everything, but yet you kind of have to add a little bit of icing on the cake kind of thing.
Bruce, it's never – first of all, I wish it was only fine-tuning, you know, but the reality that we deal with some building back every single year. And, you know, I do chuckle internally when people say, what are you going to do to build off of last year? You know, we need to get back to where we were last year and then get further once we get into the playoffs. So, again, I do think what Tim mentioned early on of just building off the experience that they went through will help them mentally be more equipped to handle it. We're always going to need someone to step up and surprise us and play a role greater than we expect, and that's where a lot of the development work that's happened in the years prior, as well as what happens here in spring training, has a chance to play through. And we're going to have to deal with some adversity that we don't expect right now, too. That's just the nature of the grind of 162 games. So, you know, again, I hope that the impact of the experiences that we've gone through is going to be the biggest role in us taking the next step.
And in a minute or two that we have left, Mark, just your thoughts from a sheer baseball perspective on the rule changes, yep. Especially the collision at home plate rule.
Well, it's a year that a lot of new things are going to be rolled out there, whether it's instant replay, which is probably the biggest, or the replay. Collision at home plate. To me, you know, it shows a great effort from MLB, and I've had it fortunate to be a part of some of those from the on-field committee perspective for the commissioner has me on. A great effort to continue to evolve. You know, baseball's got the greatest tradition of any major league sport in this country. Yet, you know, we still need to evolve. We still need to adapt, you know, to the next generation of fans. We need to protect our players' safety, which is about the collision at home plate. I think they're good changes. They're not changes they're going to come without some pain of transition. They're being rolled out the right way, which is, hey, we're going to listen, we're going to learn as we go, and we'll make adjustments to try to make sure they're right in a matter of years over time. So there'll be some growing pains as we adapt to them, but they are moves in the right direction.
We appreciate you stopping by. Congratulations on your success from last year. But as you said,
it's next year now.
Yeah. Now it's ready to roll for 2014, yeah. But we appreciate you joining us.
All right, Tim. Good to be with you. Good to be with you guys.
Thank you. That's Mark Shapiro, Indians president, as he joins us here on Wahoo Week from Goodyear, Arizona. And, of course, all of our interviews all week long presented by Ray Gittich Heating and Air Conditioning in Lorain.